This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Sri Lanka is now under a state of emergency, one day after 290 people, including several foreigners, were killed and hundreds of others injured on Easter Sunday morning. Government officials say Monday that the National Tawfiq Jamaat organization is responsible for coordinated bombings throughout the nation. They will investigate if the group had links to foreign terrorist organizations. Sri Lanka Project Director for the International Crisis Group in London, Alan Keenan, tells VOA why it is thought that could be the case.
Which is not to let the, if indeed those the government has arrested are responsible, obviously they need to be held to account. But it does seem that they must have been working with others with the kind of experience and technical capability to pull off these outrageously violent attacks.
Authorities said 24 people have been arrested so far. The United States is ending its sanctions waivers for five countries that import Iranian oil, hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Middle East by cutting off its main source of national revenue. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The waivers will end effective May 2nd for three U.S. allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Additionally, Italy, Greece, and Taiwan had already acceded to U.S. demands to end their purchases of Iranian oil. Iran, in apparent reaction to the move, is threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, a strategically important choke point. A senior Trump administration official says there would be absolutely no justification for Iran to close the strait. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of Pakistan and Iran agreed Monday to expand border security cooperation to fight terrorist groups waging attacks in both countries. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan also vowed to continue joint efforts to help bring peace to their conflict-ravaged neighbor, Afghanistan. Sudan's Transitional Military Council wants protesters to remove themselves and the blockades they have placed around the military headquarters in Khartoum. The council's warning comes a day after talks between the protesters and the military broke down because the military refuses to transfer power to a civilian government. Protesters vowed to stay on the streets until the transfer of power happens.
I think this is not good from the new government to say this. The many militaries are going to stay here, and many people want to stay here, and we need many protesting.
Protesters have been demanding a regime change since December. Television actor Volodymyr Zelensky won in a landslide victory in the Ukrainian presidential election Sunday. Exit polls show he received around three times as many votes as incumbent Petro Poroshenko. Henry Ridgewell has more on what the future could look like with analysis from Anatoly Oktishuk.
Zelensky has pledged to continue Ukraine's pro-Western path 5 years on from Russia's forceful seizure of Crimea and invasion of eastern Ukraine.
I think that a more pragmatic model of cooperation with Russia will be installed, that an economic cooperation will gradually be reinstated. But the conflict will not be resolved. Over the past 5 years, there has been a very significant fracture. As soon as Zelensky tries to overcome it, he will face resistance from radicals, nationalists, and other political opponents.
Poroshenko is expected to hand over power next month. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Egyptians voted on Monday for the third and final day. The question on voters' minds, whether to back constitutional amendments that could see President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi stay in power until 2030. Many voters Reuters spoke to encouraging others to vote no matter what. She says, we are not saying how you should vote, but at the end, participate in the referendum. Every country has constitutional amendments. This is not happening only here. The three-day referendum was called last week, a day after Egypt's parliament overwhelmingly endorsed the proposals. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.